This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 77. What are tier 2 and tier 3 backlinks, and should you even care? You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because a lot of people ask me about tier 2 and tier 3 backlinks. And I'm not grumpy about that. I'm grumpy that this is even something I have to explain. So let me explain what it is and why you probably shouldn't concern yourself with it, okay? And why it's also a pointless marketing term that you should probably just ignore. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Okay, what does tier mean? T-I-E-R, tier. It means like level or steps away from something, right? That'll make sense in a minute. Okay, let's say there's a website. And let's say another website links to that website, okay? That other website would be considered a tier one backlink to the main website. Why? Because it's one level away. It's one step away, okay? Like there's one link connecting them, all right? Now, if that website has another website that links to that, for the original website, that would be a tier two backlink. Why? Because it is two levels away from the website. Okay, let me try this again using like numbers or something. It'll make more sense. Okay. Let's say you have a website. Let's say a website links to you. Okay. Let me use letters. That will be easier. Let's say you have a website and another website links to you. Call that website A. Website A is your tier one backlink. Okay, there is one link differentiating you. Okay, now if that website has a different website that links to it, we'll call that website B. Now, website B links to website A, and website A links to you. Okay, website B is now your tier two backlink because it is two steps away from you. It is two backlinks away from you. Okay, it is two levels away from you. If you were to draw this in a document, you would have your website and a website that links to you, which is one step away, and a website that links to that one, which is another level away. So it would be, that website would be tier two, website B would be your tier two, and website A would be your tier one. Tiers are always different based on which website you're talking about. In this case, website A, okay, if we're talking about website A, website B would be its tier one backlink because it is one level away. This will make sense if you draw it. But probably it should make sense anyway, I hope. Okay, now, why is this a thing? Why, like, who cares? Okay, great question. A lot of backlink vendors and backlink sellers will advertise their backlinks as having tier two and tier three backlinks. So what that means is you get a backlink, but then you also get these tier two and tier three backlinks. Like, why is this even a thing is probably what you're asking. Well, conceptually, it's not that pointless because the more websites, all else being equal, of course, the more websites that link to something, the better, right? So if you have a backlink and then you get extra websites linking to that post or whatever, it should help you by building the authority of that post, which is then imparted to you, okay? And I'm going to explain something in a minute, but first I have to tell you why this is usually pointless when it comes to SEO backlink marketing. Here's the reason. Almost every time when a seller is talking about tier two backlinks or whatever, it is spam. So what they probably do is they probably have a private blog network and they probably give you a backlink on a post, okay? Which is good. That's okay. And then they will build tier two backlinks to that post, okay? But they're usually spam. It's usually like forum profiles or blog comments or something, right? But then they're not done. They build tier three backlinks, okay? So, you know, meaning tier three in this case would be linking to the tier two backlink, which is then linking to the PBN, which is linking to you. Okay, does that make sense? So it's tier two and tier three relative to you. So your website has a link from a PBN, which is your tier one, and then it gets some spammy backlinks, which is your tier two or tier one for it. And then those spammy backlinks get some spammy backlinks, which is tier three for you because it is three links away from you. Okay. Again, it probably sounds confusing, but it's not. So the only problem with promoting tier two and tier three backlinks is they're spam. Let me tell you why they're spam. First of all, if you're paying reasonable rates for a PBN post, okay, they're spam. Because if that PBN post, that's one, let's just talk about one link, okay? That one PBN link that you're getting costs a certain amount of money. And then they're building, let's say, I'm going to use low numbers. Let's say they're building five tier two backlinks to that post, okay? That's a total of six backlinks, five, and then the one that's the main link you got, okay? All right. But then they're building tier three backlinks. So let's say they're building five backlinks to each of those five tier two posts, probably from blog comments or forum profiles. And then you've got the original blog post. So that's a total of, you've got 25 tier threes, five tier twos, and the tier one, the original post. That's 31 backlinks. But you paid a reasonable price for these, right? That's why they're spam. And nobody's going to do that with like legit authority sites for each of the tiers, because then that would multiply your cost times 31. And like nobody's going to do that. But sometimes the numbers are even higher. They'll give you like 50 tier two backlinks. Again, because it's some spam that is automated, okay? So again, the concept of tier two and tier three is great, and I'm gonna explain why in a minute, but when it's being added on or whatever by a link seller, it's spammy garbage because it would be prohibitively expensive if it were not. But let me explain this in a different way and why you probably should not even concern yourself with it in the first place. Let's say you have a PBN, okay? All PBNs inherently have many tiers of backlinks, not just tier two and three, but 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, as far as you want to go probably. Why? Because they're authoritative. The reason they are authoritative is because they have numerous referring domains linking to them. And those referring domains have referring domains linking to them. And so on and so on and so on. And each of those is a tier, okay? If this didn't happen, these domains would not have authority and you wouldn't even desire to buy them in the first place. So any authoritative blog you buy already has numerous tiers of websites linking to it. You do not need to build onto it with spammy blog comments or whatever other nonsense people are doing. And about that, we actually, I think I mentioned this in another episode, we actually dropped a client once because they were building tier two and tier three links to our PBN. I'm sure they thought they were helping, but no. And like, so a long, long time ago, we used to provide a document with the sites that we would build backlinks on, right? I thought it was a way to differentiate ourselves from people that don't do that. And to, you know, to prove that you're getting quality, you can check the stats, you can check the PR, because it's back in the day when PR was a thing, and it still is a thing, at least the theory is, but you know, it's not public anymore. Anyway, you check it all yourself, you can verify that we are selling you high quality backlinks on nice websites, okay? Not a problem. But then, this one client built a bunch of spammy garbage to the posts that we wrote for him because he's like, oh, the tier two links are helping out. No, they're not. They're spammy. Stop. Anyway, just for fun, we later moved on to making people sign NDAs in order to get a list of those websites. And one of the terms of the NDA was you will not build any links to our website. And then we moved on from that, and now we don't provide lists anymore. So not that it matters because we don't sell backlinks off a menu anyway, but still. But if you work with us and you were to buy backlinks from us, you would not get a list of them. So anyways, any PBN site that you have already has numerous tiers of backlinks. You do not need to build more, especially not with spammy garbage. Okay, so look, you buy a site for your PBN, it's authoritative. The reason it's authoritative is numerous tiers of backlinks already were built to that website. That's the reason it's authoritative. So if you were to like draw out a list of backlinks to like a website that you buy, it would have so many tiers because it's got first tier websites linking to it, and each of those have multiple websites linking to them, and each of those have multiple websites linking to them, which is tier three, by the way, if you're paying attention, and each of those have multiple websites linking to them, which is tier four, and each of those have multiple websites linking to them, which is tier five, and so on, and it keeps going probably to 10 and beyond. That is the reason the websites have authority in the first place. So basically, my point is, if a link vendor is advertising tier two and tier three, it's probably just spam. They're probably going to spam their own posts with spam because they think that it helps and it probably doesn't help, and you think that you're getting extra and you're probably not. I hope that makes sense. And this is a shorter episode, but there's not a whole lot to say about this. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is GrumpySEOGuy. You can visit the GrumpySEOGuy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about there's no such thing as cheap SEO.